This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner. Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short. No good. Rebound stuck up. And in. In. At the buzzer. Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streaked to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Jackson Center. Jackson Center Tigers, Troy Christian Eagles, boys hoops tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center coming off a win over Houston last night, now 6-4 overall, 4-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Troy Christian, which plays in the Three Rivers Conference, 7-1 on the season, 6-0 in TRC action, thumping Layman Catholic last night by 17 points. A little history lesson for you. You may recall back in 2015, a Drew Sosby three-pointer from 40 feet tied the game up and sent Jackson Center and Troy Christian into overtime in a district final at the UD Arena. Tigers won it 65-58 just about 45 minutes ago, Chuck, I was talking with Coach Zawadzki of Troy Christian about that, and he said, don't let me recall that game.
As coaches, those you don't forget. You don't ever forget, but you sure don't try to think about them.
I think one other match between the two since then, about 4 or 5 years later, also won by Jackson Center. Scott Elkert, head coach, in both of those meetings against Coach Zawadzki. So the Troy Christian Eagles and Jackson Center Tigers have had a couple of dynamite struggles on the hardwood. We expect a very good game here tonight. Jackson Center boys have won 6 out of 7. Troy Christian rolling, only loss at the hands of Rushi, 64-39 on the 28th of December. Light crowd right now. Expect quite a few folks to file in. Early start. We might tip, by 6:15, 6:20. It's 6:02 at the moment in the fourth quarter. We played a minute in the fourth. By 6:02 on the scoreboard clock in the fourth quarter of the JV tilt. 32-28 in favor of Jackson Center over Troy Christian. Again, early tip-off tonight. JV start was at a little after 5 o'clock. So we'll get to the varsity game in about 20 minutes or so. We'll return with more on these two clubs in just a few minutes. Jackson Center Tigers at home tonight. It's an interconference hoops battle with the Troy Christian Eagles here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back at Jackson Center. 4:28 to go in our preliminary game. 36-31. Jackson Center leads Troy Christian. Varsity tilt just around the corner between these two clubs. Should be a fine game. Both teams playing very good basketball right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been a really, really good JV game.
Yep. Wish we could do the play-by-play, but all I know is the Jackson Center's in white and Troy Christian's in green. Don't know the personnel all too well yet.
They got a 5-point lead with 4:09 to go, the Tigers do.
Little shakeup last night in the Shelby County Athletic League standings. Botkins emerged solidly in second place after defeating Anna last night in a thriller, 50-49 at the Anna Gym. Botkins now 5-1 in league play, 7-1 overall. Rushi with a victory over Fort Loramie last night, 6-0 in the league, 10-0 on the season. Jackson Center is now third in conference action, 4-2 in the SCAL, 6-4 on the campaign. Anna is 3-3 in league play, 5-5 on the year. Fort Loramie, Houston, Fairlawn bring up the rear. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach of Jackson Center, taking over for Scott Elkert. A terrific career by Scott. 23 years coaching here at Jackson Center as the head man during a period of two stints. And he turns over the reins to Coach Kloffenstein, who back in 2014 was hired here at Jackson Center. He had coached in several different capacities before becoming the head coach this season, a JV coach for a while. And he lost about 40, 45 points in scoring, did Coach Kloffenstein, when outstanding seniors, five or six of them, graduated 1 year ago. But this club is coming on well right now, playing its best basketball of the season to date. Reed Flatfoot has been excellent in the last few weeks in a loss on the road against Indian Lake. Flatfoot was super. He scored 14 in that game. He had 21 and 18 in the last two league encounters. And how about Lucas Hartle, who scored 16 against Indian Lake and a grand total of 29 in the last two league contests. So Jackson Center starting to get pretty good balance in the scoring department. This Troy Christian team is led by a young man whose last name you'll recognize, Penrod, Parker Penrod, 5'11 senior, 18 points a game, 30% three-point shooter, plays downhill, likes to drive it. Chuck, you've seen him play, and he can spark a club. He can get 25 on you real quick.
He can take a game over. He shoots the ball well. You got to come with a high hand. When you do, if you're not broken down defensively, he will go around you. He's just an outstanding offensive basketball player.
I am anxious to see Frank Rupnik, 6'7", power forward, a senior for Troy Christian, going up against Reed Flatfoot here tonight for Jackson Center. That will be a very interesting duel, Rupnik against Flatfoot. Ray Zawadzki, head coach of the Troy Christian Eagles. He played high school basketball at Vandalia Butler, college hoops at Otterbein, and he started coaching as an assistant at Vandalia Butler with his dad. Did that for 10 years, assisted at Tip for 6, which allowed him to coach his oldest son. And he took the Troy Christian head coaching job 2009 and 10 and promptly went 4-17 the first year.
I'll tell you what, the Zawadzki name, that is basketball coaching at its finest.
He chuckled when he said he went 4-17 in year number one, then turned it on the next 13 years. Exceeded his expectations, he noted for me. 8 league titles, 5 second place finishes to go along with 3 district titles, and a trip to the state final 4 in 2013. His career record now 251-97. This is a senior laden Troy Christian team that very likely will be in the regional tournament in D4 in Southwest Ohio.
Well, you think they're going to be. Yep. It just with this open draw now, this is going to be kind of a crapshoot for these coaches. They're not used to it.
Right.
They're
going
to, you know, they've got to make decisions of where they want to go. But they certainly have the talent to be down at Trent Arena.
Senior leadership. unlike Jackson Center, which really is starting anew. Yes, the players on the floor this year did log some minutes a year ago, but they weren't game-in, game-out starters last campaign like these young men from Troy Christian were.
Well, Lucas Hartle is the one that I think for Jackson, he's got the most experience playing varsity, and he just makes them go. He's a real good shooter, but he delivers the basketball and distributes it really well.
A minute 39 to go in our JV tilt, 41-31. Jackson Center leads Troy Christian. We'll have more pregame before tonight's varsity contest in just a few minutes. Tigers and Eagles, Jackson Center, Troy Christian. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006, we would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Quite an array of boys and girls basketball on this Saturday. We understand that the Fort Loramie girls on the road won at St. Henry today by a score of 47-28. Minster won its Midwest Athletic Conference game over Parkway by a final of 49-42. Boys action tonight. Botkins is at Fort Recovery. Bradford is hosting Fairlawn. New Bremen's at Rushi. New Knoxville is at Houston. Anna tries to rebound from that tough one-point loss last night to Botkins. The Rockets play St. Henry. And, of course, this game here tonight between Troy Christian and Jackson Center. JV tilt just concluded as the Jackson Center pep band lets you know. Final score was 8 points, I think, 44-36 in favor of Jackson Center over Troy Christian. Varsity tilt just around the corner. Tigers and Eagles tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Well, as we alluded before here on scoresbroadcast.com, two prior meetings between the clubs here tonight, Jackson Center and Troy Christian. Tigers won them both. A little while ago, Coach Zawatsky of Troy Christian also recalled that game in 2020 at Piqua in the sectional final. Jackson Center was down 29-23 with 5 minutes to go in the game. And guess what? Troy Christian was blanked for about 3 minutes, wound up losing 32-29 to Jackson Center. Interesting matchup tonight. Right now, it's just a one-game series. Could be two. They might play at Troy Christian next year. Some things hanging in the balance will help determine that, but I'd like to see it be sustained over a period of seasons. Like the Jackson Center coaching staff told me, Chuck, a little while ago. Hey, this is a good interconference game around the holidays for the Tigers to play.
It's a perfect game for them to play. And for Troy Christian, let's just face it, they don't play in a real strong league. So they need these non-league games to get them prepared for the tournament. These big games on the road, this is big for Troy Christian.
Last night, Troy Christian defeated Layman Catholic by a score of 54-37. The lead was in excess of 20 late in the third, early in the fourth. It wound up being a 54-37 final, won by Troy Christian over Layman Catholic. Troy Christian, as Chuck noted, does play a rather soft schedule. Did beat Miami East on the road back on December 19th, 58-51. It does have a win at Piqua in the holiday tournament there, 45-30. Also down Milton Union on the road, 58-41, and scored 87 in the opening game of the year at Covington. So this club can light it up.
Yeah, they can. They can shoot it. They have always been a really good offensive team, and they play good defense. Coach Sawatsky, just an all-around good coach that coaches all the phases, and they're fun to watch.
Troy Christian, in beating Layman last night, got 19 points from Penrod. He had three threes, 11 from Alex Free. Frank Rupnick had 10, and the head coach's nephew, Brussman, for Troy Christian, bumped in 7 points in that game, did Christian Brussman. A couple of new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We welcome the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi, open daily at 5:30, breakfast till 10. Who's got breakfast at 5:30 or 6 a.m. west of I-75 these days? Well, the Rushi Inn does, and it's popular. It's the inn thing for breakfast away from home or while you're on the road. Breakfast at the Rushi Inn. Plus, from 11 to 1, daily lunch specials, including pizza and wings. The Inn thing for food out, eat in, or carry out. The Rushi Inn. And Meyer's Garage and Drive-Through in Newport, right at the crossroads of the Houston, Rushi, and Fort Loramie school districts at Routes 47 and 66, serving all of Miami, Dark, and Shelby counties for a 15 to 20 mile radius or so. There's no better car and truck repair around than Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport. Phone 937-295-3773 for Mike Meyer and his staff at Meyer's Garage. Vehicle repair, outstanding. Towing, superb. Convenience store and drive-through as well. Meyer's Garage and drive-through in Newport. We've been helping folks for over 60 years. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components, big keys tonight for Jackson Center defensively. Who is going to clamp down on Troy Christian's Penrod at guard? Will it be Lucas Hartle, Lucas Heitkamp, Cooper Hartle, Xavier Lowe? Who knows? Two of those might shade Penrod at times. And the duel on the inside between Jackson Center's 6'6 junior Reed Flatfoot and Troy Christian's 6'7 senior Frank Rupnick. Another key building component to tonight's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Jackson Center, Troy Christian tonight, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts.
carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, thanks to our founding sponsor, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, we are on the air 18 years later. LaCal was a beginning partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com in 2006 and 7. They are with us today. We're online because of support from LaCal, which began 18 years ago. LaCal moved in 1983 to Shelby County, Ohio, from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And before boys basketball games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders who not only star on the court, but in the classroom. Jackson Center cheerleader Alexa Hartle, under the LaCal Equipment Spotlight tonight. She's a freshman, daughter of Shannon and Jason. 4.0 GPA for Alexa. Participates in volleyball, FFA, FCCLA. Does hurdles and track. She is on the merit roll. Not sure about college yet. Like to study chiropractic medicine. And brothers of Alexa Hartle are Lucas and Cooper on the Jackson Center basketball team. Sister Kylie is a Jackson Center graduate. She's 22 and lives here in town. We also recognize the young lady who's playing the role of the Thundercat Tiger mascot tonight for Jackson Center. That's Soleil Shamblin, S-O-L-E, Shamblin. She is a junior. Daughter of Wade Chamblin, also a 4.0 GPA merit roll. Skills USA volleyball. She'll throw discus and track this year. And she's active on the stage crew for theater. She'll go to Marshall in West Virginia and study athletic training. Alexa Hartle, freshman cheerleader at Jackson Center, and Soleil Shamblin, who is the Thundercat Tiger mascot tonight. They are recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Seconds away from the start of tonight's game between Jackson Center and Troy Christian. Jackson Center Tigers have won 6 of their last 7, beating Fort Loramie, Waynesfield, Goshen, Anna, and Cincinnati College Prep on December 22nd here by a score of 59-48. Then Jackson Center lost at Indian Lake, which is a very good club. Then defeated Fairlawn in the league here on December 29th before going on the road last night in downing Houston in SCAL action. Jackson Center with a return match on the road next Friday at Rushi in a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Troy Christian has won 2 in a row after losing to Rushi. Troy Christian, 7-1 on the year, has defeated Piqua 45-30 on the 29th of December, and then Layman Catholic last night by a final tally of 54-37. Starting lineups for the homestanding Jackson Center Tigers: Lucas Hartle at guard, a 5'10 senior. Lucas Heitkamp at a wing, a 6'1 junior. Xavier Lowe out front, a 5'11 senior. Trevor Huber at a forward, a 6'1 senior. And Reed Platfoot, a 6'6 junior. He has been coming on strong. For Troy Christian, the opening five is as follows. Frank Rupnick in the middle. He is a 6'7 senior. He's joined in the starting lineup by Parker Penrod, a 5'11 senior guard. Opening tip to start the game is won by Alex Free, a 6'2 senior for Troy Christian. Also in the opening five, Christian Bruseman, a 5'11" senior. And the fifth starter for the Eagles is Riston Taylor, a 6'2" sophomore. Troy Christian's got the basketball to kick things off tonight. Attired in the road, green, white numbers, white trim, Jackson Center. White from top to bottom, orange numerals outlined in black, and orange tigers across the chest. Oh, here's a great drive to the rim by Alex Free as Troy Christian took 40 seconds off the clock. Free worked the paint and got free.
Yes, he did.
And laid it in on the run off the window. 2-0 in favor of the Eagles.
Good, strong drive and no help on the backside for Jackson that time.
Reed Platt put deep right corner for the Tigers. Dribbling against Rupnik. Wants to take him to the ring. Does so. Meets resistance. Help comes. Shot goes in and out, but a foul. And Reed Platt will shoot two. I marvel, Chuck, at the way this 6'6" junior for Jackson Center can dribble the ball out on the floor and take you to the basket like a 5'10 guard.
Well, he has just really, from the time he got early in the season last year till now, this kid has really, really made strides.
It is 2-1, free throw good. Troy Christian up a point, second shot flat foot. Barely caught iron, came down into the hands of Alex Free of Troy Christian. Spin move up the floor, leaves it behind him for Christian Bruseman, and the pass goes astray out of bounds. Ethan Grice, a 5'11 senior, has checked in at a guard spot for Troy Christian. He's on the floor. Played a minute 10, opening period, 2-1 in favor of the Eagles. Midcourt with the ball, Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Picked up nicely by Free. Handed off to Platt, put straight away behind the arc. Right wing, it goes to Lucas Hartle. And he launches from three-point land. It hit the back brace. Rebound down to Rupnik of Troy Christian. Gives it up to Penrod. And Penrod steams to the basket. Barrel right down the lane and drew a two-shot foul. Well done by the Troy Christian driver, Penrod. We talked about him in the pregame, boy, when he puts it on the deck. You're at the Indianapolis 500 trying to guard him.
Boy, I mean, you got to come out on him because he's such a good shooter. And when he does this.
And he's a left-hander, soft touch at the stripe, 80% free throw man. Swishes this one, 3-1. Troy Christian, 6:27 left in the first. Both shots, Penrod, dead center, 4-1 lead for the Eagles. Jackson Center to midcourt. Both teams coming off easy wins last night in their respective leagues. Jackson Center in the Shelby County Athletic League. Troy Christian in the Three Rivers Conference. Ball being weaved on top. Dribble drive, foul line. Lucas Hartle, fadeaway 17-footer. Bingo! Right on the button. 4-3. Good shot by Lucas Hartle of the Tigers. Attacking to our right, Troy Christian. Deep in the right corner, Parker Penrod. Troy Christian going from left to right on your phone or your computer as you imagine Jackson Center's floor here tonight. Here's a deep left corner three. It is off the back brace by Penrod. Rebound, Jackson Center. Xavier Lowe catches a long pass down the floor all the way to the rim. It spins like a top on the iron and comes off. Rebounding foul against the Eagles. Tigers ball below the rim.
Well, that ball did everything but go down through the net.
Jackson Center, right to left on your phone. Troy Christian, left to right. Oh, good inbounds play. Ball dealt on the inside to Platfoot, and he went up and laid it in over the front of the rim. Well done by the Tigers. Excellent execution. 5-4, Jackson Center by one. Here's Penrod, foul line, wants to drive. Double teamed, pinched on the play by Lucas Heitkamp and Lucas Hartle for Jackson Center. Penrod had to give it up, got it back. Fakes left, goes right. They clear out for him. Great deep of the Tigers. They stop him 25 feet away, force him to give it up. Ball handed off to Alex Free. Free at the elbow on the left is bumped. It's a foul against Jackson Center, which leads by 1-5-4, 5:01 to go here in the first.
Lucas Heitkamp has drawn the assignment of guarding Penrod, and so far he's doing a really nice job.
Ball inbounded to Penrod at midcourt for Troy Christian. Lucas Heitkamp on him. Ball weaved to Christian Brusman, nephew of head coach Ray Zawadzki. Long, deep three, right side of the floor. Penrod, swish. He poured it through. 26-footer, almost out of bounds. 7-5, Troy Christian. 4:37 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson center, the home white, moving right to left. Between the circles, Lucas Heitkamp. Gives it up on the arc to Trevor Huber, 6'1 senior. Penrod guarding Xavier Lowe, dashes through the lane, loops it right corner of Lucas Heitkamp. He doesn't shoot, he drives, lays it up short. Oh, what a rebound by Flatfoot. Powers to the backboard. No, but a foul offensive against Jackson Center. Oh, that was maybe an iffy call.
I don't know how you take a charge when you're standing directly under the net. It's just a bad call. Should have been a no call.
7-5 in favor of Troy Christian over Jackson Center. I know this officiating crew, it's a solid one. I like their balance on the floor. One of the men is 6'4", one 6'1", one's 5'10". That's good balance.
Joe Turner is one of them. I don't know the names of the other two, but Joe's a great official.
Brusman to Penrod. He backpedals and shoots from 30 feet. Short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, which is down 7-5. Stolen far side of the floor by the Eagles. Guess who? Penrod dribbles up into the left corner. Slings it near side to Brusman. Spin move in the lane. Swiped. Pocket picked by Lucas Heitkamp of Jackson Center. Down to Flatfoot. Flatfoot far right side. Rupnik out on him 25 feet away. Flatfoot gives it up to Hartle. 7-5 Troy Christian. Here's Hartle galloping across the top of the key. Down the right lane line. Hooking foul against the Eagles. 3:23 left in the first. 7-5 Troy Christian. Both teams playing excellent defense so far. It's been superb. High left, it's Flatfoot, gives it up left corner. Xavier Lowe squeezes between two players, takes it to the rim. It hangs on the iron. Rebound comes off, it's on the deck. Taken by Lucas Heitkamp. Missed the five-footer, in and out. Rebound is poked out by the Tigers, who missed a couple of golden opportunities.
I'm looking for a lid. I don't see one, but that's the third shot that they have put up on the rim that they thought was going in, and it rolled off.
Exactly. 3:06 to go, first quarter, 7-5 in favor of Troy Christian over Jackson Center. High left with the ball. Parker Penrod for Troy Christian weaves it on the play to Max Barnishin, is in now, 6 foot junior. Here's Alex Free back to Penrod, who controls the ball most of the time. 5'11 senior, averaging 18 a game. Out of Rupnik, high left. Troy Christian still leads by 2-7-5. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Ball dealt to Brusman, straight away down to Penrod. Steps back and shoots. Long one, 28-footer, off to the left. Rebound by Jackson Center. Here comes Flatfoot, barging down the floor. Baseline left, Lucas Hartle. On the arc to Flatfoot, around Rupnik. Feeds opposite side of the court to Huber. Now on top to Lucas Hartle as the Tigers reset. Back to Flatfoot, 25 feet out. Near side pass, Lucas Hartle. Guarding him tightly is Brusman. Hartle pull up fadeaway J, elbow on the right, off the flange. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Three try by Lucas Heitkamp. It's no good. Rebound batted out of bounds off the visiting team.
Well, I tell you, for as poorly as they're shooting the ball here in the first quarter, they're lucky they're only down two.
You're right. Indeed.
Give Troy Christian credit. They're playing some really good man-to-man defense.
Yep, and Troy Christian's only scored 7-5 game. Minute 50 left, opening period. Jackson Center with the ball, 25 feet away. Carter Kloffenstein in off the bench. 6'3 sophomore. Goes in the corner to Flatfoot. Fadeaway 16-footer. It banged off the iron. Rebound Troy Christian. Neither team shooting it well. Credit the defenses. Straight away, Brusman, handoff to Barnishin. Now 25 feet away to Penrod for the Eagles. 1:27 to go, first quarter. Simple weave out on top. Rupnik's got it. Wants to take Flatfoot inside. Choked off at the foul line. Gives it back to Penrod. Penrod dancing, top of the circle. Gives it up. Ball goes to Rupnik at the post. Rupnik against Heitkamp. Fadeaway shot. Lotter rim. Bouncing. It's good.
Nice touch.
Yep. 9-5, Troy Christian. Field goal by Rupnik. 6-7, postman for the Eagles. Jackson Center down 4, 53 seconds to go, first quarter. 25 feet away on the left, it's Lucas Hartle. Near the Tigers logo at center court, it is Lucas Heitkamp. He's picked up by Alex Free. Ball weaved, right flank to Hartle, goes baseline. Throws it behind him on the arc to the long three-point jump shooter, Trevor Huber. Missed it badly. Rebound, Troy Christian. Guarding down the floor, Alex Free. Out of Barnishin. Ball thrown fast into the right corner to Penrod. And then Troy Christian sets it up to play for one. Top of the circle, Bruseman, 9-5 Eagles. Bruseman gave it up, got it back. Down to 12, 11. Rupnik against Blackfoot, top of the circle. Left wing Bruseman, 5 to play opening quarter. Troy Christian needs to go. Here's Alex Free down the lane. A leaner from 8 feet. Yes, it's good. He beat the buzzer. Alex Free opened the scoring in this game for Troy Christian, and he finishes off the first quarter with a shot with less than a second to go. 11-5, Troy Christian in front after one on scores.broadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, Alex Free of Troy Christian is our wise bridge player of the first quarter of this game. Boy, he made the plays. He made the wise bridge plays of the opening period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call the Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Troy Christian 11, Jackson Center 5. We initiate play here in quarter number 2. Reed Blackfoot on the arc for the Tigers, who shot at about 15% in the first quarter of action. Jackson Center down by 6. Tigers have gotten several pretty good shots. Here's Blackfoot at the elbow on the left. That one is not a real good shot. Fine defense by Rupnik. One-handed fadeaway, but Blackfoot is a little heavy. Rebound down to Troy Christian. Nearly a minute gone here in the second quarter. Ball fed to Penrod in the lane right in front. Little fadeaway, seven-footer. No, it's Bruseman. It bounced 1, 2, 3 times in the back rim. Kerplunk, it fell in. And Troy Christian leads it 13-5. Here is Jackson Center driving hard into the paint. Lucas Hartle spinning, turning, fadeaway from 12. No good. Rebound Troy Christian down to Rupnik. Rupnik spots up behind the arc and buries a three. The 6-7 postman for Troy Christian fires in a trifecta, and Jackson Center needs a timeout. Down 11, 6:49 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A cold start to this game for the Jackson Center Tigers, who trail Troy Christian 16-5. A minute 20 gone by here in the second quarter. Tigers have the ball ahead of the key. It is Reed Blackfoot, left side of the floor, to Carter Kloffenstein, 6'3 sophomore, in off the bench. Good young performer for the Tigers. Oh, here's the ball dealt on the inside to Blackfoot. Could have shot it, didn't. Fed it to Kloffenstein, who rimmed it on a 7-footer. That went down below the rim, came out. He got the rebound back, stuck it in, and was fouled. Big goal by the Tigers.
They needed that. And I'll tell you, Kloppenstein, she jumped so quickly. He missed that shot, and he was the first one back to get the rebound.
He's got hops off the floor. As I noted, heck of a prospect, good-looking sophomore for the Jackson Center Tigers. It is 16-7 in favor of Troy Christian. Had been 16-5, an 11-point game. Free throw by Kloffenstein completes the three-point play, 16-8.
They got two other sophomores on the JV team, and their future is very bright.
Here comes Troy Christian down the floor. Rupnik into the lane, has the ball ripped away from him, thought he was fouled, no call. Rebound Jackson Center, Reed Blackfoot, oh, look at him go, blitzed his way down the floor 60 feet, laid it in on the left with the right hand, it hung on the iron, it fell through. Quickly, Troy Christian runs a play on the inside for Parker Penrod. He pops out this side of the rim, catches a pass, and scores.
Got back screen that time, and he was wide open.
Execution. It was perfect by Troy Christian. 18-10 in favor of the Eagles. Jackson Center, forecourt to our left. On the floor now for Jackson Center, Preston Sir. Another superb sophomore, 6-footer. Baseline right, Lucas Heitkamp off balance, 10-footer. He missed it short, no good. Rebound down to Troy Christian. Oh, look at Bruceman go to work as he went zip, zip, zip down the floor, pulled up outside the lane of the left, and banked in a leaner. Troy Christian playing very fast, leading 20-10. Biggest lead earlier at 16-5. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Jackson Center needs some hoops and some stops. Lucas Hartle lobs to Blackfoot in the lane. Spin around over Rupnik. Got it. Half hook. But Blackfoot from 8 feet away, directly in front.
His post moves are just getting better and better.
20-12. Troy Christian ahead by 8. 4:38 to go. Second quarter. Here's Rupnik. Top of the circle for Troy Christian. Gives it up to Alex Free. The big 6'7 Rupnik on the arc to Free in the right corner. Blackfoot on him. Who's on 6'7 Rupnik? Blackfoot guarding Free. Far right side of the floor. It's Kloffenstein and Rupnik. Rupnik catches top of the circle. Greeted by Kloffenstein. Right side of the floor, Penrod. Jumps in the air, passes to a teammate who guns a triple. Bruceman pours it through.
7 in the quarter for Bruceman.
Good balance being exhibited by Troy Christian, which leads 23-12, matching the biggest margin. Lucas Hartle in the forecourt for Jackson Center. Telegraph pass across the floor to Sir, nearly intercepted by the Eagles. Given up to Lucas Heitkamp, 3:42 to go, second quarter. Here's a pass near midcourt. Jackson Center's Flatfoot saves it. It almost went over and back. And head coach Aaron Kloffenstein says, let's get together and talk things over. 3:35 to go till halftime. 23-12, Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Center Tigers have possession at the timeline, behind by 11, 23-12. It was 16-5. Tigers out of the timeout. A couple of good screens. Rolling to the basket, right down the right side of the lane. Lucas Hartle cut Troy Christian's defense right up on that play, and he slipped to the rim for an easy driving layup. Good half-court set. 23-14 in favor of the Eagles. Quick long three from the right corner. It is off the mark by Riston Taylor, 6'2 sophomore. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Blackfoot to Sir. 28-footer, Sir. Yes. Woo. What a shot.
That's one of those JV sophomores I was talking about.
Unbelievable. Almost from out of bounds. Preston Sir, number 10 on his back, 6 foot soft. He lobbed it in from distance, a three-pointer, 23-17. He should get four for that one. 2:35 to go, second quarter, six-point game. Troy Christian hit the timeline, slows it down momentarily. On the dribble, Parker Penrod. Outside the arc, high right to Brennan Hochwalt, who's in now, six-foot sophomore. To Penrod, right corner, off balance in the lane. Goes to Hochwalt, who shoots the triple. Missed it, off the iron. Good offensive rebound by Rupnik. To Penrod. To Hochwalt. Straight away, Alex Free. 2:04 to go, second quarter. 23-17, Troy Christian. Popping out to catch. High left is Penrod for the Eagles, who take time off. Head coach Ray Zawatsky wants his club going into halftime with a lead. Having earned a couple of 11-point advantages, it's 6 at the moment. Troy Christian milks the clock. A minute 38 to go, second period. Eagles in the right corner. Baseline right, mid-range, spinning, turning, not shooting as Taylor. Ball thrown on the arc to Penrod. And Troy Christian restarts. Taylor to Rupnik, backing down Platfoot. Rupnik in the paint. Leans. Missed the 8-footer. Might have been fouled. Then Rupnik went over the back. No call there. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Shake and bake move. Lucas Hartle. Baseline left. Oh, a good stop by Troy Christian, which drew the charge.
That was Penrod playing the other end of the floor. He stepped in, and Hartle was right to the rim, but boy, he ran him over. Good call.
Yep, superb choice by the referee. 23-17 in favor of Troy Christian. 109 left here in quarter number two. In a moment here, we'll tell you all about the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. It's the family styling salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, doing business for 40 years. Here's a long lob by Penrod underneath for a teammate. It ricocheted off the glass, hit the backboard, came down to the Tigers, who trailed by 6, 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Sir on the arc to Xavier Lowe for Jackson Center. Near side it goes to Trevor Huber. Huber picked up by Ethan Grice on the arc. Near travel by the Tigers. Ball given back up to Heitkamp. Lucas has it. Half minute remaining. Second quarter. 23-17. Troy Christian. Flat foot 25 feet out. He hands off to Lucas Heitkamp, and now Jackson Center will play for one. The scoring, the last 3 minutes of the first half, grinding to a halt. Some long possessions by each club, down to 8, 7, 6. Heitkamp starts to drive, splits the middle, goes to Huber, left corner to Xavier Lowe, off balance, left his feet just inside the arc, and drew a two-shot foul. No, it's ruled behind the arc. And he'll get three. I saw three fingers go up. Wow. Secondly, initially, I thought I saw two. And there we go. Is it two or three, Chuck?
It's two. Two. And actually, they bailed him out because he had no chance of making that, and they bumped him.
Nope. Free throw, though, is no good. The Xavier Lowe fouled in the act of shooting at a foot on the three-point arc. 2:05 to go, first half, 23-17, Troy Christian. Second shot, Xavier Lowe, swish, 23-18. The second half to go. Here's a long 50-footer by Troy Christian's Alex Free. Just beyond the midcourt line, hit the corner of the backboard. First half comes to a close. Jackson Center down by 11 on a couple of occasions. Has not shot well. At times has not defended well, but is right in this game, down only 5. Detroit Christian by a score of 23-18 here at halftime. As I was saying a few minutes ago, don't forget about Cutaway Styling Salon. Oh, we'll style your hair and make it shine. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. 40 years experience. It's your style. We will help you create it at Cutaway. Come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Halftime here at Jackson Center, 23-18. Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
It is halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. J&J Brodigham is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. 5-point lead, Troy Christian, over Jackson Center at the intermission break, Chuck.
Well, Jackson Center did not shoot the ball very well in the first half, especially in the first quarter, but they've come back. They're only down 5 now. They have a 12-8 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Troy Christian, the Eagles only turned it 3 times, but Jackson Center turned it once in the first half. The Eagles went to the line 2-for-2. Jackson Center 3-of-5 individual scoring for Troy Christian. Grusman and Penrod each have 7. They got 5 from Rupnik and 4 from Free. That's very balanced. They scored 11 and 12, 23 for the first half. Jackson Center led by Reed Flatfoot with 7. Then they got 4 from Lucas Hartle, 3 from Preston Sir off the bench, 3 from Carter Kloppenstein off the bench, a free throw from Xavier Lowe. They scored 5 and 13, and they trail at 23 to 18 at the half.
Chuck, if my notes are correct, Troy Christian didn't score the last nearly 3 minutes of the second quarter. The Eagles led 23-12 at one point. Jackson Center scored the final 6. That's a reprieve of sorts. It could be far worse than a 5-point game.
Yeah, if Troy Christian would have shot the ball a little bit better themselves in the first half. Yeah, they were up double digits twice. And Jackson's lucky it's a 5-point game to start the third quarter.
23-18 Troy Christian. Halftime brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
In
and a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Our score as we start the third quarter, Christian 23, Jackson Center 18. Oh, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, including Century brand hand tools. They're made in America with lifetime warranties. Outstanding buy. Century brand tools, or I should say Century brand hand tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You can't beat it. 15% off. And don't forget, kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. 15% off right now at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center.
Talk to Darren Yinks. Tell him you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Troy Christian, opening possession to start the second half, gets a drive to the rim and a two-shot foul situation to open up action here in quarter number three. And the first free throw by Christian Bruseman is up and good. Bruseman, solid game, averaging 7 points per contest. What's he got tonight, Chuck?
That's eight.
He's 1 point above his per-game average, shooting for his ninth of tonight, and it lifts the rim. No good. Rebound down to Jackson Center, which trails by six. 24-18, opening 35 seconds of the second half. Here is Jackson Center with possession on the arc. Cooper Hurdle's got it. Wears number five on his back. Gives it up to Lucas Heitkamp. Fakes left, goes right. Throws deep right corner. Cooper Hurdle, long three, overshoots. Weak side rebound, Huber to Platfoot straight away. Platfoot looks for Cooper Hurdle. Gives it to him. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Xavier Lowe. Now to Platfoot on a weave to Huber. Huber hands to Heitkamp. Good hedge by Troy Christian. Heitkamp down the left side of the lane to Lowe in the left corner. Troy Christian player falls down. Oh, a good baseline drive, wide open. Lucas Heitkamp scores.
That's his first two.
24-22. Lucas Hurdle has been scoring well the last few weeks. Finally dents the column.
Troy that was Christian. Heitkamp.
Heitkamp. I'm sorry, Lucas Heitkamp gets the big bucket, baseline drive. As the seas parted, he took advantage. He scored well the last few weeks for the Tigers, who were down four at 24-20, 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Troy Christian, since the middle stages of the second period, has been taking a lot of clock with each possession, milking the time, running a bunch of motion, and being very selective in its shot-taking. Ball thrown far left side of the floor to Ethan Grice. He dribbles, goes baseline. Did he walk or step out?
Said he stepped out of bounds. Coach Sawatsky wanted a bump down there, but the way they've been calling the game, they're not going to get that call.
No. 24-20, Jackson Center down four. Tigers a chance to cut it to one or two. In backcourt for the home team, Cooper Hurdle on the dribble. Up ahead against Christian Bruseman. Maddie Huber. Straightaway Cooper Hurdle steps back, shoots the three, clangs off the rim. Oh, good weak side rebound by Lucas Hurdle. Lays it up, shot deflected. Scrum four beneath the rim. A green jersey comes out of there with it. And then Platfoot is called for the reach. I think that is his second.
Boy, he went up, thought he had an open one, and Rupnik came out of nowhere and swatted that one.
Heck of a block by big Frank Rupnik of Troy Christian, 6'7 senior. So Jackson Center denied a chance to cut it to two from in close. 5:17 remaining third quarter. Dribble drive off balance. In the lane goes free. Fires it to a teammate on the arc and letting it fly as Parker Penrod. Boom, he's got it. My mistake, it wasn't Penrod. It was Grice alongside him. He comes in off the bench. 5'11 senior Ethan Grice to make it 27-20 in favor of Troy Christian. Jackson Center, important possession here. Flatfoot's got it, top of the circle. Huber posting up, gets it down low. Foul from the backside by Grice. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter. 27-20 in favor of Troy Christian. That was a big hoop by Grice to stop the Jackson Center comeback. Flatfoot sits down for a brief minute. Has some dialogue with head coach Kloffenstein here right in front of the Tigers bench. Here's a drive into the lane area by Jackson Center. Lucas Heitkamp couldn't get it to go, got his rebound. Misfired. Good defense by Troy Christian. Eagles explode down the floor all the way to the rack. Parker Penrod blazes a trail, fouled at the rim. He's got two coming. Boy, if Troy Christian can be 3-on-3, 2-on-2, or have a slight advantage with Penrod controlling the ball, they will take it right to the cup. And that's what happened. The final 50 feet right there. Penrod rewarded with two free throws for the Eagles, who lead it by 7, 27-20, 4:33 to go. Third quarter, make it 8, 28-20.
Well, when Ray Zawoski was at Vandalia, they were really known for their patient offense and their outstanding man-to-man defense, and his son does the same thing at Troy Christian.
And that's what's happening here tonight. Tigers of Jackson Center down 8 midway through the third, 4:33 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Second free throw here for Parker Penrod of Troy Christian, which is in front, 28-20 over Jackson Center. Make it 29-20 as the Eagles restore a 9-point lead after Jackson Center had a couple of opportunities to whittle it down below 4 and didn't get it done. Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Passes straight away to Cooper Hartle. Now 30 feet away to Reed Blackfoot. Starts a drive, spins, hands to Kloffenstein. Right back into Reed. Reed Blackfoot over Rupnik. It's a short shot. A looper hangs on the front iron, and it goes over and in. It hung on the lip of the rim. Dropped through. 29-22. Jackson Center down 7. Troy Christian straight away with the ball. It is Alex Free to Penrod. Steps inside the arc, lets it fly. Swish. Oh, that was pure.
That's a real nice form right there on that jump shot. I like left-handed jumpers.
Penrod, the lefty, flipped it in from 18. 10-point game, 32-22. Ball deflected out of bounds by the Eagles at midcourt. Jackson Center will throw in. 3:32 remaining in period number 2, or I should say period number 3. 10-point spread. The officials talk to each other.
Well, they gave him 3 points on that shot. It was only 2.
Scoreboard
so 30.
Scoreboard should read 30-22 on the deuce by Penrod. Scoreboard registered a triple at 31.
Yeah, they got 31. They had 32. 31's correct.
31 is correct.
Yes, sir. That's my fault.
Not 30. So the scoreboard is right. Here is Jackson Center in the left corner. Oh, what a feed. Lucas Heitkamp drove. Dished across the bottom of the circle to Carter Kloffenstein. He banked in a soft shot from 6 feet away. 31-24, 7-point game. 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. Troy Christian flips it left side to Rupnik. Blackfoot on him. They clear out for big Frank Rupnik. He drives to the baseline. Might have lost his mouthpiece. Timeout called. 2:52 to go here in the third. Troy Christian 31. Jackson Center 24. Hayes serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Barker Insurance. Here's a long Troy Christian three. It is missed by Riston Miller. Way off the mark. Rebound Jackson Center down 7. A chance to cut into the gap. Blackfoot, top of the circle, fakes right, goes left into the lane. Fall away, 10-footer, makes it. 5-point contest, 31-26. The 6'6 junior, Reed Platfoot, going to work,
getting a couple of degree of difficulty shots off in the third quarter here.
2:16 to go in period number three. Here is Taylor on the arc for Troy Christian, on a weave to Alex Free. Backpedals against Huber, goes all the way below the rim, nearly walked, threw it on the arc to the three-point shooter Taylor, and he rimmed it from long range. Rebound Tigers, down five. Huber, 25 feet out. Straight away it goes to Lucas Heitkamp. He blitzes down the lane, banks it, rimmed it. Rebound Troy Christian, up five. On the giddy-up, look out, into the paint area, Penrod. A lot of contact. Ball was dealt to Riston Taylor, who walked.
He did get fouled, but he traveled first.
5-point game, 31-26. Jackson Center with a second possession here to cut it to 2 or 3, a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance will customize and tailor your insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you. 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Preston Sir gets a pass from Platfoot. And Sir bombs away. 26-footer, high right. Kaboom, he swished it, and it's a 31-29 game. Jackson Center within two. 56 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rupnik, head of the key for Troy Christian. Gives it up on the play to Bruseman. Hemmed in, baseline right, doubled. Gives it up to Alex Free, who sets and shoots. He was left open, missed it off to the left. Rebound Tigers, who can tie or take the lead. Half minute to go, third quarter. Sir, right side to Heitkamp. Straight away it goes to Sir, back to Platfoot, between the circles to Cooper Hartle. 2-point game. Troy Christian leads. 17 seconds left. Third quarter. On the arc, Lucas Heitkamp comes to midcourt, resets the attack right at the Tigers logo. Down to 10, 9, 8. High left to Sir. Goes to the top of the circle. He almost airballed it. Rebound saved inbounds by Platfoot, but right to a Troy Christian player as the third quarter finishes. Troy Christian 31, Jackson Center 29 after three on scores. Broadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim, and cherry doors match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Well, Jackson Center outscored Troy Christian by three in that third quarter. We had a two-point game. Tigers down 31-29. Eagles lead it. 10 seconds into the fourth. Here's Huber. Far left flank for Jackson Center. Thought about the three, didn't take it. On a weave, it goes to Lucas Heitkamp to serve for three. Hit the rim, no good. Oh, offensive board work by Huber. Jackson Center starts the offense again. Spin move, Platfoot into the lane, doesn't shoot. Dumps it back out to Sir. Here's Lucas Heitkamp down the right side of the lane. Dishes right corner to Huber. Right back into Heitkamp. Turnaround 10-footer. Hit the flange, came off. Eagles have the ball, 7:16 to go, fourth quarter. This is Parker Penrod time for Troy Christian.
And Lucas Hartle has not played here in the second half. I don't know if he's ill. He didn't look like he got hurt.
And as I say that, Parker Penrod gets the ball left wing, gets around his man, takes it right to the cup. It rolls off, but he's fouled. He'll get two. At the free throw line is Penrod for the Eagles, who are up two, 31-29. As you were noting, Chuck, not a lot of playing time tonight for whom? Lucas Hartle?
Yeah, he hadn't played in the second half. He must not be feeling well.
Yep, there's
I can relate to that.
Uh-huh. There's an intestinal bug going around, a sinus infection as well, a little coronavirus that RSV flew to. Here is the free throw. Good by Penrod. He made one of two. Missed one, made one. Jackson Center can tie with a three. Flatfoot explodes into the lane. On the arc, high left to Cooper Hartle. Now Sir straight away. Deep right corner, Huber. Huber pounds the basketball on the floor. Goes to Flatfoot for a triple. Long one, 26-footer. It hit the back brace. Long rebound down to Troy Christian. Shot fake on top by Parker Penrod. Deals to a teammate, Free. Free explodes to the rim down the left lane line and draws a two-shot foul. Alex Free, 6'2 senior, shooting two for Troy Christian. 6:36 to go in the game. Jackson Center was within two, 31-29 early on here in the fourth. Free throw by Free, hits the front rim, backboard right in the middle of the square, and rolls in. 33-29, Troy Christian. Second shot by Free, swish. Three out of four free throws here for Troy Christian in the last 45 seconds, and the Eagles are back up by five.
They're 8 for 10 now from the line, shooting well.
Lucas Heitkamp between the rings for the Tigers, gives it up to Flatfoot, 25 feet away. Into the post to Huber, knocked away, loose. Tigers get it back. Deep right corner, Lucas Heitkamp on top to Huber. Drives down the right side of the lane, fouled at the rim by Rupnik. The out official made a very good call. Couple of big free throws coming up here for Huber for Jackson Center. Mighty important. Left-handed foul shot is in, and it's 34-30. Tigers down four, 6:11 to go here in the fourth. Second free throw for Trevor Huber. Arches it toward the iron, and he connects. 34-31. Troy Christian in front, 6:11 to go, fourth quarter of this game. Eagles walk into the timeline, no pressure from Jackson Center. Tigers sustain the man-to-man, Penrod being guarded by Lucas Heitkamp. High left, it is Rupnik to Penrod, left corner. Heitkamp checks him. Rupnik back to Penrod, the clear out. He goes left baseline, nearly stepped out. Didn't. Threw it on the arc to Brisman. Into the lane. Now Penrod. Two team fouls in Jackson Center. One on Troy Christian here in the fourth quarter. On the bounce, it's Brisman. Dribbling. Goes to Penrod. Clock winding down. 5:33 to go. Neither team has shot real well. Troy Christian better than Jackson Center. But we've had some lengthy ball control on possessions. That, too, is why it is low scoring. Driving shot to the basket by the Eagles is missed. Rebound to the Tigers. Thrown to midcourt to Flatfoot. He's hammered.
Brisman had an open layup, and Flatfoot came out of nowhere and got a little piece of it and made him miss the shot.
Yep, Brisman pulled the string. Good defense by Flatfoot. And then Reed was fouled here at the timeline. Not of the shooting variety yet. Two on each team. 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. Foul line, Flatfoot wants to drive on Rupnik. Arches a pass into the right corner. Caught there by Lucas Hartle, and he walked. Good call.
Yeah, it was.
5:03 left, fourth period. Well, neither team producing much here in the fourth. In fact, we've not had a field goal.
It's 3-2.
Free throw contest in the fourth, 34-31, Troy Christian. Here is the visiting team in green attacking to our left. Ethan Grice, top of the circle, hands off to a teammate. It's shoveled up and in by Alex Free. He let that ball go from down around his thighs. Got the carom off the backboard and hung on the rim, went through. It's a five-point game. Top of the circle for Jackson Center. It's Heitkamp. 36-31, Troy Christian. First field goal of the period by either team. Spin move in the paint, but flat foot. Shot no good. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. It is. Flat foot gets a pair. Jackson Center behind the five, 36-31. With 4:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Flatfoot eyes the basket, dips the knees. He's got it. 36-32, Troy Christian. With 4:21 to go in the fourth. Second shot upcoming. Every free throw the rest of the way, mighty significant. Shot good by Flatfoot, who matches the field goal by three at the other end. 36-33 of the 33 for the Tigers. How many recorded by Flatfoot, Chuck?
That's his 13 now.
Off balance, dribble drive, a free into the lane. Throws left corner, Penrod, chucked up a three. Missed it off the back brace. Long rebound, though, right back to Troy Christian. They reset. Free, head of the key on the bounce. 4 minutes gone here in the fourth. 36-33, Troy Christian. Ball weaved near side to Grice. Grice on the bounce, gives it up to Free. Free wants to drive on Huber, stumbles through the lane, dishes in the corner to teammate Penrod. Right back to Free. Free on the arc. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. High left, it's Rupnik. Got the big zero on his back, 6'7 senior. Behind the arc on the left, it's Grice. Grice gives it up straight away to Free. They run offense, try to clear the floor for Penrod. Wants to drive, can't. Gives it up to Bruseman. Troy Christian's worked almost a minute off the clock. We're down to just outside three to go in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown into the post. Handled there by Bruseman. Baseline, right corner, nearly walked. Pivot foot.
I think it stayed.
It stayed.
The other one slid. I think it stayed.
Yep, the non-pivot foot slid all over the place. Good balance by him, Bruseman. Troy Christian hangs onto the ball. Having worked about a minute 25 off the clock in this possession, we're down to 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-33, Troy Christian over Jackson Center. Eagles continue to pass it around. Team fouls, two on the Tigers, three on the Eagles.
Jackson Center's got to come out and play defense. They just stand out there and dribble the game away.
Yep. Tigers are now in guarding position. 5 second count was on against Penrod.
Pass.
Dribble drive by Free into the lane. Oh, what a dish! He left it for Rupnik, low on the left. Free to Rupnik, an easy five-footer. Five-point game, 2:06 to go. Fourth quarter, 38-33 Eagles. Wow, Troy Christian worked a minute 45 off the clock and got 2 points. Sir, top of the circle, Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Now Flatfoot into the lane. Rupnik bodies him. On the arc to the three-point shooter, it's Cooper Hartle. It is too hard, no good. Long rebound to Sir. He missed it for Jackson Center. Rebound to Free. He starts up the right side of the floor. And the Eagles get a timeout from head coach Ray Zawatsky, leading by five, a minute 37 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Jackson Center is in a world of hurt right now. Tigers are probably going to have to foul. 90 seconds to go in the game. Jackson Center did not score on its last possession. Eagles did. Eagles got the rebound, and the Jackson Center missed. It's 38-33 with 70 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Troy Christian dribbles time off the clock, and we've got a timeout. The coach Zawadzki again with a minute 12 to go. Troy Christian up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One big three-pointer here in the second half for Troy Christian by Ethan Grice. He poured in a long one here in the second half of this game. That was a big play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Jackson Center has just fouled. It's the Tigers' third. They must commit one more very quickly before forcing Troy Christian to go to the line. It's a five-point game, 38-33 Eagles, 45 seconds to go. Huber of Jackson Center with a reach around, and Troy Christian will throw in at midcourt, up 5, 38-33, 45.8 to go here in the fourth.
As soon as somebody besides Penrod touches the ball, they need to foul.
That's a good observation. Ball inbounded to Penrod in backcourt, and he uses time off the clock, dribbles, circles the wagons, gives it up. Alex Free, second best free throw shooter on the team, receives a pass, and he is fouled with 36.8 to go, 38-33 Eagles, who have done a great job in the second half, Chuck, shortening this game way down.
They've just played a technically perfect game here in the second half.
Free throw by Free, the first of two is good, and it's 39-33 Eagles in the lead by 6. Jackson Center had at least 3 or 4 opportunities here in the last two quarters of this game to whittle it down to maybe a possession, to 2 or to 3. Could not get the big basket. Free makes them both. Tigers have hung around, but Detroit Christian's made the key plays. Both foul shots are in. Troy Christian up 7, half minute to go. Flatfoot, long 3. Tigers missed it off the flange. No good. Long rebound down to Troy Christian. Off and running is Penrod. Penrod gives it up, gets it back, and lays it in. The floor was scattered. Jackson Center was pressing the ball handler, quickly driving down the floor. Jackson Center, Heitkamp hits the foul line, Jay. 42-35, Eagles, 5 seconds left. Ball thrown up the floor to Free. Final seconds will tick away, and that's it. Troy Christian beats Jackson Center, 42-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Troy Christian leads from start to finish here tonight. Downs Jackson Center, 42-35. Chuck, one nugget from this game. Ball handling was excellent. Defense was superb. Ball handling was every bit as good meeting the challenge.
Well, I'll tell you, that is as good a half-court defense as you're going to see two teams play in a game. Jackson Center turned the ball twice in the entire game.
Wow.
Troy Christian turned it 5 times, 7 for the game. That's almost impossible to fathom.
Incredible, given the excellent defense performed by both teams here tonight. Game won by Troy Christian, 42-35 over Jackson Center. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Jackson Center. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Final score, 42-35. The stars of this game, Chuck, is Troy Christian wins it by 7. Looks like Penrod and Flatfoot, the two P's, were our stars, at least in terms of scoring.
Yeah, were. Yeah, well, yeah, Flatfoot had 13, and the next closest was Sir off the bench with two threes for 6. On the other side, Troy Christian, a little more balanced. 14 from Penrod, 10 from Free, 8 from Bruseman, and Rupnik had 7. And, yeah, we're going to go with Parker Penrod and Reed Flatfoot as the Clancy's players of the game.
Yep, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4. At Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, as Chuck noted, just a few minutes ago, Reed Platfoot with 13 points for Jackson Center. Parker Penrod with 14 points for Troy Christian. Our Clancy stars of this game, which was won by Troy Christian 42-35. A stellar defense played by both clubs here tonight. Troy Christian just shot it a little bit better and ran a lot of clock at key times in this game to really compress that second half especially.
Well, yeah, they handle the basketball well. You got Penrod with the basketball. He's not only a scorer, but he can handle it great. And, yeah. And I thought Heitkamp did a really nice job on him tonight.
Did.
But, hey, they couldn't get the lead. They could never get over the hump. They kept coming back. And Troy Christian, give them credit. They got Jackson centered tonight. They handled the basketball, played good defense, and made free throws.
The Jackson Center Tigers, with tonight's setback, dropped to 6-5 on the year. Tigers had won six of the last seven. 6-5 now by way of record for Jackson Center. 4-2 in the SCAL. Next date for Jackson Center, it gets no easier. In fact, it gets a lot tougher on the road at Rushi next Friday night. Tigers play the Raiders. We'll have that game for you on the air a quarter till 7. Tip off next Friday night, 7:15. Meanwhile, Troy Christian vaults to 8-1 on the year. 8-1 for Troy Christian, which next Friday evening is at home against Bethel in the Three Rivers Conference. And next Saturday, 1 week from tonight, Troy Christian is on the road at Bradford. Keep abreast of our website over the next few days. We'll update you on our schedule for next week. We will have a game on Tuesday night for sure. And for certain, next Friday night, it is Jackson Center against Rushi at the Raiders Gym. Next Saturday morning, weather permitting, there is a chance of a little bit of snow, but we will make the drive to Berlin as Fort Orme girls swing into action against Sheridan at 10:30 next Saturday morning from Berlin Highland. Airtime right around 10 o'clock. May have a game for you next Saturday night. And on Sunday, it's the MLK Classic at the Fort Loramie Gym at Fort Loramie High School. And we'll have at least a couple or three games for you on Sunday. Scheduled to be determined. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee with all the action. And thanks, Chuck, who is better now, gotten over a nasty intestinal bug.
That was ugly.
Thanks to our online listeners who stayed with us last evening for that thriller at Anna and tonight here at Jackson Center. Chuck is on stats. He does the engineering and color, all with just two hands and one voice.
That's all I do. My feet never leave the floor.
So many thanks to our great online listenership. We're on the air again for you on Tuesday. Actual game to be determined. Game time about 6:45 p.m. on Tuesday night with either a boys or girls game for you on Tuesday. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night to you from here at Jackson Center as we extend a big thank you to Derek Olding for subbing in for Chuck the last two games.
Appreciate it, Derek.
Again, final score from here at Jackson Center, Troy Christian 42, Jackson Center Tigers 35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.